everybody. This is The Simpsons Show. I'm Robbie with my co-host, Matt, and we are here to talk about The Simpsons from the beginning. Matt, how's it going?
I'm doing wonderful, and although I'm not quite as scared as Marge of flying, I appreciate not having to be on planes. Sucks to be you.
What's wrong with being on planes?
Planes suck.
Well, they're fine.
I mean, they're wonderful devices, but the experience is
they get
terrible.
I can go 4,000 miles in like 8 hours. That's pretty good. They used to take a lifetime.
That's true. I just wish they could knock me out for that period.
They can do that, Matt. It's called alcohol.
Yeah, but that's bad for you.
You know, it's only a mild poison. I think we discussed that. We are brought to you by our supporters on Patreon. Patreon.com/TheSimpsonsShow. For only $2 a month, you can gain access to all of our bonus content. We just recorded a bonus episode discussing John Swartzwelder's first book. We do new episode reviews, bad drawings every week, written pieces by me every week. You know, it's just 10-track commentary pack is still in the... We're almost done. A few episodes to go with that. We have someone to thank, Matthew.
We do, yay!
Exactly. Stephen Day. Thank you very much, Stephen.
Thank you, Stephen.
If you want to help us out in a different way, please go on iTunes, whatever podcatcher service you use. I know we're on Google Play Music. Google's very specific about how you're supposed to brand that. But anywhere you listen to us, give us a 5-star review, subscribe, you know, the things that everyone tells you to do. It does help us out, helps new people find us. We really appreciate it. On to this week's episode. It is Fear of Flying, episode 2F08, originally aired December 18th, 1994, written by David Sachs, directed by Mark Kirkland. I believe this is the first episode that we've seen by David Sachs. He is a quite prolific television writer. He's written for many, many different television shows, all very successful. Directed by Mark Kirkland.
It seems to be the trend in the first few years. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, a lot of, you know, career TV writers would pop in for an episode or two.
Yeah, I'll list off his shows. Malcolm in the Middle, The Tick, Regular Show, Murphy Brown, and creative and produced Lewis Black's Root of All Evil.
Wow.
Yeah. Third Rock from the Sun as well. Now he hosts a Christian podcast on iTunes.
Good for him.
Very successful, apparently. Let's see, where were we? Finished 48th in the ratings. Nielsen rating of 9.6. Third highest rated show on Fox that week, beaten only by Beverly Hills 90210 and Married with Children. Your favorite shows, Matt.
Well, at least Married with Children was funny, unlike 90210.
90210 is not supposed to be funny.
I know, and that's why it fails.
The chalkboard gag. Ralph won't morph if you squeeze him hard enough.
I love that the morph is in quotation marks.
What is this going for?
I don't know. I feel like there were a lot of toys in the 90s that were like mostly goo, and you just squeeze them to change.
I
don't think
for?
It's anything to do with Power Rangers.
No, it's not. Like, my first inclination, I can't, like, the only morph, like, is Power Rangers and the Animorphs, which neither of those things have anything to do with squeezing children. So I don't know. There's probably, I'm guessing, some sort of toy thing. The Simpsons had toys at the time. Maybe it was in reference to that. If anyone out there knows what they're talking about in particular, please let us know. The couch gag, Simpsons join a kick line as the living room turns into a showbiz extravaganza. It's fine.
It was very impressive for the time.
Yeah, at the time. Guest stars in Bancroft as Dr. Zweig, I believe is how she pronounces it.
Yes.
And guest stars basically the entire cast of Cheers. Aside from... Why am I blanking, Matt?
I don't know. What were you trying to say?
Kelsey Grammer. Aside from Kelsey Grammer. Basically, the only person from Cheers that has actually appeared on the show does not appear in the Cheers parody thing they do. It's still pretty interesting. We'll talk about it when we get to it. The episode begins with everyone in the bar, like, playing quote-unquote pranks on Mo.
Even though some of them are incredibly deadly.
Yeah, they have a cobra in the cash register, and then they set him on fire? Like, those are...
Yeah, when you think about it, those two are potentially deadly. Homer's is just ruins his coffee.
Yes, Homer is banned from most for unscrewing, I guess, the sugar, so that a lot of sugar goes in the coffee. that Mo needs so that he doesn't die, I guess? I don't know. But he's, unfortunately, Homer's portrait is taken down from Mount Lushmore, which is a terrible tragedy.
It is. There's some amazing portraits.
All the barflies have New Yorker style portraits up on Mount Lushmore. And Homer's favorite song, It's Raining Men, is taken out of the jukebox and thrown into the street.
Where it hits Smithers in the head.
Yeah, it hits Smithers in the head. Smithers is not upset about it. Homer goes home and the family attempts to comfort him.
Cheer up, Homer.
Can't.
Okay, what if you pretended that this couch were a bar? Then you could spend more nights at home with us. Huh?
I'm not going to dignify that with an answer.
Look on the bright side, Dad. Did you know that the Chinese use the same word for crisis as they do for opportunity?
Yes, crisis-tunity. You're right. I've been wasting my life away in that dump for years. That's it. I'm going to find a new bar to drink in, and I'm going to get drunker than I've ever been in my entire life. Bart, where's my wallet?
Right here, Dad.
Thank you.
It's always important to make sure your kids have your wallet.
Yes, Bart was holding on to him. Safekeeping. It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. And we get a tour of, I guess, the Springfield bar scene.
Which is really bad.
I want to say it's bad because it has, like if Homer had, like, Homer has Moe's in general. Like, Moe's is Homer's place. He likes Moe's. Like, if you like the classy place, is it just called Classy? Or is it just the classy joint?
I didn't even see a name, honest.
It probably has one, but I didn't catch it. But it is a very high-class, expensive-looking bar that Homer is quickly asked to leave, which he meekly does.
Without making a fuss.
Yeah, and he's just like, okay, and leaves. And then Homer visits Cheers, as previously mentioned.
This looks like a nice, friendly place.
Sammy, you're too old to go on a date with two twins on the same night you're supposed to marry Diane without Rebecca knowing.
Okay, Carl, I'll make you a bet. If this affects my major league comeback, I'll sell the bar.
Woody, give me a beer.
I think you've had enough, Mr. Peterson. My chiropractor says I can't carry you home anymore.
Just give me another beer, you brain dead hick. I'll kill you. I'll kill all of you.
Oh. Whoa, settle down, Nami. Oh. Gotta save those pipes for karaoke.
I love you guys.
To be fair, if I'd seen that, I'd run away too.
Yeah, it's incredibly... This is a very... I don't know. It's a thing you... I guess crossovers happened a lot, and it's just always odd to me. You know?
Yeah.
It happened a lot in television, you know? It's not that it's weird. It's also strange that Frasier himself doesn't talk, considering that Kelsey Grammer has regularly appeared on The Simpsons as Sideshow Bob.
True, but I feel like his character on Cheers, and to be honest, I've only seen like one episode of Cheers, never really talked that much. He was more of a side character, really, whereas everyone knows Norm and Woody and the other bartender guy, whatever his name was. I don't remember.
I have a list of the entire cast in front of me. I'm just enjoying. Sam, are you talking about Sam?
Sam, that's the one. Ted. The one who's like dating two women, trying to marry another one, and also has a major league comeback, apparently. And
he's a former baseball player.
Of course he is.
I'm serious. Like, in the show, that's what he was.
I know. I got that.
Okay. I don't know. I don't know how much knowledge of Cheers you have. I've only watched some Cheers. And finally, Homer goes to a lesbian bar. It seems like he's out of place there, but he leaves because there's no fire exits there. Which
is not a bad reason to do that.
Well, it's
safety first.
I don't. It's indirectly referencing a fire that happened at a gay bar. I guess.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I guess so.
So are we saying that Homer actually pays attention to the news and was apprised of such a situation? Wow.
It wasn't. Okay. Yes. I don't know. I think that's what it says it's referencing. I was not aware of this when I first watched it. I only know that because.
So that'd be a real deep cut.
Yeah. Like, and I don't know. It's very, obtuse reference if it is that at all. Homer finally goes into the last, I think, he says it's the last bar in Springfield, right?
Yes.
The pilot bar, and you can't get served there unless you're a pilot, and Homer just says his outfit is what?
His uniform? Pilot uniform?
Pilot outfit. Where does he say it is? It's
stowed safe in the overhead compartment.
Of course. And he talks the talk, and so he gets the drink, and he gets the spare? Like, why can't you just be out of uniform? Whatever.
Right? It's you have to be in your pilot uniform. You don't have to actually be a pilot, just in the uniform.
But they need an emergency pilot, so of course the first place you go to is a bar. That's very safe. An airline, the guy, ends up picking Homer because no one else wants to fly. To
the Windy City, because conditions are windy.
Of course, it's very, crazy that there'd be wind. And he crashes without it. I don't know if planes can actually do that. If they could, by pulling up your wheels, wouldn't it just slowly lower to the ground at worst?
That is correct, unless you have some kind of rocket-propelled wheels.
Or it wouldn't even go at all because there's too much pressure on them. You'd think there was some kind
that is also a good idea.
There's some kind of catch. I assume airplanes have insane kind of safety standards on all their every single part. So I would assume it would not just, if someone accidentally hit the button that raises the landing gear, it wouldn't just fall to the ground.
Yeah, I feel like you would have to release a lock and then hit the button. Like you have to hold one button down and press a different button for the gear to go up.
Regardless, the airline is embarrassed and they offer Homer a free trip. In the contiguous United States, or the way they say it, they do not allow travel to Hawaii or Alaska, the freak states.
You know, those ones that we stole from other people. I guess we bought Alaska, but you know.
We did, well.
We stole Hawaii.
We want to get, if you want to talk about imperialism, Matt, we're going to have about stealing land. It's more than just Hawaii, but.
Well, that's true.
Well, Homer goes to the family and tells them, and they're excited at first. Marge is hesitant.
I don't know, Homer. We're right in the middle of the busy housekeeping season.
But Marge, you deserve a vacation. It's a chance for you to clean up after us in a whole other state.
I don't want to be a wet blanket, but getting on a plane like that seems like a hassle coupled with a burden.
Come on, Marge. I want to shake off the dust of this one-horse town. I want to explore the world. I want to watch TV in a different time zone. I want to visit strange, exotic malls. I'm sick of eating hoagies. I want a grinder, a sub, a foot-long hero. I want to live, Marge. Won't you let me live? Won't you please?
I mean, I understand
Homer's. There are so many wonderful things in that clip.
I mean, Homer's desire to eat hoagies and heroes, I empathize.
That's true. I like to eat sandwiches all over the world.
I can get a sub sandwich and have it called a hero instead is great. You know, I'll take that.
That's true. I gotta be honest, having a hero instead just sounds cooler.
True. Heroes are, it's called a hero. It's cool.
Exactly. It makes you a hero by eating it.
Yeah.
I also really enjoyed Marge's hassle coupled with a burden, and I use that line regularly.
It doesn't surprise me, Matt. Now I'm going to pay attention to what you say. The family gets on the plane. Do we even know where we learn where they were going necessarily?
Nope.
No, we have no idea. Because of the way airplanes work, Bart and Lisa get upgraded to the first class because they are the fastest.
Even though, I guess, the guy sitting in the first row seat was like, I got this. I can just stay down.
Maybe he had the seatbelt on too tight. He couldn't get it off.
Yeah.
Have you ever ridden in first class, Matt?
I have not even come close.
I got it once because our flight was canceled, so we got new flights that the airline gave us business class in.
Ooh, business class. Fancy.
I would have preferred just to have my original flight work, but it took a 3-hour trip to turn into an all-day trip. But I did get business class. It was very nice. Everything is free, and you get a lot of room. It's a very wide seat. It's for my wide took us.
That's true. On our transatlantic flight, I very much considered kidnapping and tying up somebody who was in business class and taking their spot because, man, you can really use that space on a transatlantic flight.
But they are about to take off. Marge is not cool with that.
I think I'll go get a picture of the plane taking off.
Marge, what's wrong? Are you hungry? Sleepy? Gassy? Gassy? Is it gas? It's gas, isn't it?
Homer, I've never told you this before, but I'm not a good flyer. I have to get off the plane. Let me off the plane. I'm asking you nicely to open the doors.
Take it easy, Marge. How about if we dope you up real good?
Let me off! 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 Let me off!
I wanted to include all those let me offs. I really like it.
Well, it's very important. And as someone who has definitely had that feeling, drugging up someone like that is very, very important.
I would, yeah, you just take...
Take the sleepy driving.
Yeah, if you have a... Just go to the John Mulaney has a whole bit about that. Have you ever seen his stand-up, Matt?
I have not, no.
Oh, he has a whole story. One of his best bits is about how he's a bad flyer, and he could have just gone to a doctor and said, I'm a bad flyer, can you give me something to help with that? But instead, I would encourage everyone to check it out. But that's when we go to commercial.
And when we come back, we see that... well, first of all, the family forgets and leaves Grandpa on the plane because I guess they gave him 6 tickets. So we have a very nice Home Alone moment with Grandpa. The family is trying to console Marge, and basically, I believe Lisa says that everyone's afraid of something. And Homer, being Homer, says, oh, no, I'm not scared of anything. And then Marge mentions sock puppets, which just sends Homer into a terrified rage.
Yeah, she just looks at him and goes, sock puppets. He just runs off screaming.
Which, to be fair, sock puppets are terrifying, really. I mean, anyone who saw Super Bowl commercials from the early 2000s knows that.
That's a deep cut there, Matt.
Isn't it, though? But the important thing, of course, is to repress what happened.
Lisa, the important thing is for your mother to repress what happened. Push it deep down inside her so she'll never annoy us again.
But if we don't encourage her to vent her feelings, they can come out in other ways.
I just realized we never had a wedding for the cat and the dog. They've been living in sin.
Oh, poor animals. Oh, no. This is actually just the start of Marge doing all kinds of crazy things. Basically, lots of busy work to keep herself busy. She goes on a cooking spree, and the next morning, everyone wakes up to a house just full of delicious-looking food that, as I was starving when I watched this episode, made me start to salivate uncontrollably. She repairs the roof in the middle of the night, which appeared to be in her pajamas, so apparently she tried to sleep and couldn't. So just, you know, popped up to the roof.
Maybe she just wants to work in comfort, Matt.
It's not a bad idea. I prefer safety to comfort, though, in most of those cases.
Well, Marge is in a distressed state. You know, she's not thinking clearly.
That is accurate. Of course, Lisa is very concerned for her mother at this point. And after finding her in a cat-like state of readiness, she thinks that Marge should get some therapy.
Anyway, Mom, maybe you should go into therapy.
No, I don't need therapy. I'm fine, and it's too expensive.
And I don't believe in it. It breaks up families. It turns wives against husbands. Children against fathers. Neighbors against me. You don't have to pay some fancy psychiatrist $10 an hour to get top-notch therapy.
Hello, radio psychic. You will die a terrible, terrible death. Ooh, I'm sorry. That was our last caller. Okay, I'm getting something now. Huh. Okay, you will die a terrible, terrible death.
Thank you for calling, radio psychic. Do you have a song request?
It's Raining Men!
I think that might be the exact opposite of what every psychic ever has done.
No, generally they give very vague things, not, hey, you're going to die.
Well, to be fair, everyone is going to die at some point. I guess he's just saying that, I can't really see the immediate future, just the far off future, saying that you're going to die someday. I also really enjoyed Homer's basically saying that, therapy turns everyone against him. And I don't think that's therapy.
Well... they have a meeting in with the doctor, and the first thing she writes down is husband and underlines it because it's very clear.
Yeah, who everyone's problem is Homer.
Well,
but before they actually get around to seeing a real therapist, Homer takes Marge to the video store to see some movies about airplane travel, and he pretty much picks the worst ones ever. A few of them that I'm not sure are actual movies.
They're all actual films.
Oh, really? Okay. The only one I recognized was Alive, which is about I believe it's a soccer team that crashes in the mountains in South America and has to eat each other to stay alive.
Yep, that's true.
Okay, good.
Yep.
So if you're scared of flying, that's obviously what you should pick to watch.
The other two are Hero and Fearless.
Ah, of course.
Heroes from 1992 has Dustin Hoffman and Gina Davis, Jerry Garcia. Fearless has Jeff Bridges.
Oh, there you go. So if you enjoy plane travel, go ahead and see those movies and see if that you could reconsider at that point. Well, at this point, though, the Marge gets worse than ever, because obviously after seeing Alive, you're going to be even more terrified of airplane travel. So they go to the local therapist's office because there might not be bugs on you. Maybe. Never know. They see Principal Skinner in the waiting room where Bart proceeds to tease him. And Bart assumes that Principal Skinner is there because of his relationship with Bart. However, due to a slight slip of the tongue, we reveal that Principal Skinner is there for the his overbearing mother. I also thought it was great that he was on the cover of Principal magazine, or it was a Principal Today. I think it was Principal Today.
It was a good gag regardless.
Yeah. So once they get in to see the therapist, who is not named until much later, we see that she's charged on a sliding scale, which goes as low as $30 an hour, which is ridiculously cheap. I mean, even for the 90s, that was a damn good deal on therapy.
Yeah, if you want time with the actual doctor today, you're looking at hundreds of dollars per session, which is generally an hour or so.
Yeah, it's like $300 a session.
Yeah, and those are relatively affordable if you want someone like famous or, you know, whatever, like known, it's way more. So
a specialist in whatever field you need.
Yeah, $30 is like a ridiculous bargain.
Yeah. Of course, after seeing and talking to Homer for about 3 minutes, she realizes that it's pretty much Homer's fault. Not particularly in this case, but, you know, maybe. So during their first session, Homer attempts to spy on Marge by taking the place of the window washer. But apparently this is the most punctual window washer ever. So when Homer attempts to be outside the window a few seconds before the regular window washer, he is knocked out of the way by the actual window washer and then falls to no consequences whatsoever because it's a cartoon. And with that, we go to a commercial.
I really like that gag. Yeah. That's really good.
A few seconds before 12.
Yes, and then the actual window washer destroys Homer. When we come back, Homer is upset. He's worried immediately after the first session, even before Marge has even said anything. He is already... This is very... I don't know. It reminds me of Springfield with a dollar sign.
Yeah, sort of. It's very much oblivious jerk Homer.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that is the weakest part of this episode. I understand why he has to exist in that way. Like, he's very much like, he's like a literal voice of the status quo in this episode, in that if we fix Marge too much, the show doesn't work the same way. But it's still a little off-putting. Like, it's never, when mental health has become more and more of a visible topic, when people are, Homer is basically gaslighting Marge at points in this episode. That's very, very bad. That's bad. If your partner needs mental health therapy or anything, please encourage it. Do not discourage.
This world would be a much, much better place if everyone had a little bit of therapy.
Yeah, it's not bad. But I don't know. In hindsight, it's much worse now than it was then. You know, like when I watched it, I didn't think much of it. But now, as an older person, and you know. You should get help if you need it. That's a very serious thing. But it kind of just is in the back. It haunts in the back of my mind. Like, I want to try and discount it. Like, hey, it's a comedy show. But I still, like, it still is, like, there. It makes me, like, subtly bothers me as I'm watching this. But we basically, this whole almost entire act is just Marge in therapy. And we see all the things that traumatized her as a child.
Turns out it was a lot.
Patty and Selma just bullying Marge, explaining how terrible school is. It's pretty bad. Like, if I was a child and I was told that everyone has to go in the same big toilet, I would
not go to school.
That would bother. I would go, I'm not going to school, I guess. We also get I feel like Marge's adoration of pop stars continues as we get a bit about her love of the Monkees.
The kids at school were even worse.
Ew, you like the Monkees?
You know they don't write their own songs.
They do so.
They don't even play their own instruments.
No! No!
That's not even Michael Nesmith's real hat.
Kate's gonna be so cruel.
But it's true. They didn't write their own songs or play their own instruments.
The monkeys weren't about music, Marge. They were about rebellion, about political and social upheaval.
I love Marge.
Yeah, she's very satisfied. But the monkeys were not about that. But I don't know. It was good pop music. There's nothing wrong with monkeys. We get a lost in space inspired dream that Marge had, which ends with her screaming, "Don't leave me, Daddy," which the therapist notices is a strange thing. That maybe has something to do with the fact that. About her fear of flying. And we get even more detail about that when Marge first says that her father is a pilot and then digs into a memory of her father.
I was a little girl.
Goodbye, Margie. Be a good girl now.
Why does Daddy have to leave?
Because he's a pilot. He flies all over the world.
I want to see Daddy fly.
Margie, oh, come back.
Daddy? Daddy, where are you?
So, who wants a pre-flight cookie? Fig Newtons? Hydrox?
Daddy?
Don't look at me! Don't look at me!
My father was a stewardess.
Marge, there's nothing to be ashamed of here. Today, male flight attendants, or stewards, are common.
They are?
Yes. Thanks to trailblazers like your father, you might say he was a pioneer.
Yeah. You might even say he was an American hero.
Let's not go nuts.
Not quite. I would, a flight attendant, I would not quite call a hero, but...
Well, a pioneer, perhaps, like she said.
But, yeah, pioneer, I think, is a little audacious, but could be accurate. Hero, not so much. Then Marge also remembers like four other things that could give her fear, her psychosis about flying, including getting shot at by a plane, being in a toy plane that caught on fire, stabbed in the eye by her. But I think her grandmother trying to feed her food like as an airplane. There's lots of reasons. I'm a little surprised Marge did not key in any of those, but I don't know. I think it is very emblematic of, you know, in our last episode, I talked a little bit about, you know, we discussed the baby boomers and generational things. I think this episode represents a little bit about, you know, repressing emotional damage and the fact that maybe you could bring it out in the open, you know, you're in a better place. And I think that generation was trying to deal with the fact that that was okay, that it was more acceptable. And obviously I just mentioned it, is that, you know, as generations have moved on, we're more and more comfortable with therapy and stuff like that. And as Marge has realized kind of the root of her fear of flying, the therapist wants to begin talking about Homer. And Homer quickly grabs Marge and they run away, because Homer does not want to be blamed for the many things he does wrong.
Yeah. It's important not to be blamed.
Yeah.
It's not your fault until someone says it is.
Does Homer ever say that, or is that a madism?
No, that's a madism about Homer.
Okay, good. And Marge, as she's poking her head out the door, gets the therapist's name wrong. She says Lowenstein, which is a reference to the Prince of Tides, even though her name is Dr. Zweig. Marge has seemingly overcome her fear of flying, and so they go on a flight.
Don't worry about a thing, honey. I'm going to help you through this. Those are all normal noises. Luggage compartment closing. Cross-checking. Just sit back and relax. That's just the engine powering up. That's just the engine struggling. That's just a carp swimming around your ankles.
As is normal, you know? Carp in your airplanes, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Of course. But that's how the episode ends.
Totally normal.
It ends with there's carp in your airplane. Not great, necessarily. I don't know. I feel this one was okay. Not great.
Yeah. I wanted it kind of to be better, but it's just, it's funny in a few certain parts. It's got, you know, a little bit of character development for Marge, but it's just, it's not as much fun as I was hoping it would be.
It's, there's funny bits in it, but the Homer being kind of the jerk Homer raising up in this one, that bothers me some. And the fact that it does that, and like, I think this is like, it's a Simpsons thing, you know, where that first act is about something else, and then suddenly we get to the real plot through that, you know, like it's the misdirect that kind of became a trope of the show. And as I've gotten older, I don't appreciate that as much. I just like the shows that get right to the point, you know, they're about that. The thing that it's about is right away. This, we get a whole first act that's basically Homer, like, looking for a new bar, and that eventually gets to the point where Marge is going to therapy and all that. It's just, you know, it's a roundabout way to get there, and I don't necessarily appreciate as much as I think it used to be one of my favorite things about the show, is that it misdirected you in that first part, but now I'm more impatient, I guess. I don't know. I'm not sure how what actually is
it the just, key to it. It doesn't seem to fit as well. It's okay if it leads super organically into that, but it feels like there could have been a shorter way to accomplish what they did.
Yeah, I don't know. It's not bad at all. It's still very funny. I wasn't expecting pull as many clips as I did. I pulled a good amount because there's still a lot of quotable stuff in it. And Bancroft does a good job as Dr. Zweig. You know, the Cheers thing is funny. I think just my main complaint is the story structure stuff. But we will rank it by the end of the show. Don't know where it's going to go. We'll find out. Our next segment is time for my favorite episode. We have a submission, Matt.
Yay!
Well,
somebody enjoyed this more than we did.
Yeah, you know, all power to you. You know, that's the beauty. Absolutely. That's the beauty of The Simpsons, is that people can enjoy different episodes for different, completely different reasons. This is from Lauren. Ahoy, hoy, Robbie and Matt. My submission for favorite episode is Fear of Flying. Flashbacks to Marge's childhood were something we had rarely seen, especially how we had never seen nor hear of her father. The part in particular, as lame as it sounds, is her first day of school when she's being made fun of for her monkey's lunchbox. Ooh, you like the monkeys? They don't even play their own instruments. I know how that feels, being a 27-year-old monkeys fan, being made fun of and trying to defend them just like little Marge. It brings me back to my childhood when no one understood why I liked them so much. That one part alone makes Fear of Flying my favorite episode. Been a long time listener to you guys. Love listening and laughing at work. Thanks for the free funny. No, thank you. And we appreciate your response, Lauren. If you have a particular episode that is your favorite, simply send it in to simpsonshowpod@gmail.com, and I will read it when we get to that particular episode. I misplaced something.
Oh, no.
It's fine. Whee! All right, next up, it is time for comments from the news group.
Okay, here we are. alt.nerd.obsessive.
Comments from the news group, where I will comb through the old alt.tv.simpsons news group around the time that the episode debuted to see what they were talking about. It's archived on Google Groups. You can check it out if you'd like. Reviews for this were fairly middling or negative for the most part. You know, I think most people, because the humor is kind of crazy in this one, and because of the complaints, I think a lot of the people complaining about all the things that we mentioned are the ones that are even downer on it than usual. But I don't know. My thing is that I noticed a lot of people were angry about continuity, in that we've seen Marge fly before.
Oh man, that's so shocking.
That doesn't bother you, does it, Matt?
No, not at all. I mean, there are so many things that don't carry from episode to episode. Why would that be special?
Yeah, I don't like this episode. I don't care that we've seen Marge. Like, they go to Washington, so obviously they flew. And Mr. Lisa goes to Washington, but I don't care really.
Yeah,
it doesn't bother it. That is certainly, if I'm gonna have complaints about this episode, it's certainly not about the continuity problems in it. And generally, I don't, the episodes that I don't like are not even with continuity problems, are not necessarily about the fact that it's breaking continuity. It's usually some other issue whatever. I saw something else that I thought was interesting. We talked about like how there are certain shows that were rated higher than The Simpsons at the time or whatever, and I just wanted to focus on someone posted the TV Guy's new Sunday Night Fox schedule beginning in, I guess, the January after this episode debuted, which is in, this episode was in December 1994, so this would be January 1995. Here is their Sunday, 7 o'clock is a question mark, with 7:30, Get Smart, a reboot of Get Smart.
Wow. Which I don't Television was bad even back then.
I don't remember that, but, apparently starred Maxwell Smart's son. I don't know. 8 o'clock was The Simpsons, but then 8:30, House of Buggin, a sketch show starring John Leguizamo. Don't remember that whatsoever.
Not in the slightest.
Then Married with Children at 9, and then 9:30, episodes of HBO's Dream On, edited to add commercials and out, the more adult content that could be on HBO. Do you know what Dream On is, Matt?
No idea. Doesn't even ring a bell.
About the career of Martin Tupper, a divorced New York City book editor, played by Brian Benben.
No clue.
120 episodes. 120 episodes, Matt.
20 episodes? Wow.
120.
That's a lot of episodes.
Let's see. I don't recognize this guy either. Martin Benben. What else has he been in? Dream On's the big thing. He was in Private Practice.
Interesting.
Don't know what the show is. He was in some movies that I don't really recognize either. Strange. These shows that lasted for 6 years.
Wow. Can't believe neither of us have ever heard of it.
Yeah, I don't know. It was on HBO, early HBO show. 1996. But that was and Fox is re-airing HBO shows. Very strange. I just thought that was interesting bringing that up. Because aside from Married with Children, I didn't know any of those shows even existed.
Nope.
But we can move on to our next segment. It is time for our listener question of the week.
Let's try one more number.
Yellow?
KBBL is going to give me something stupid.
Well, hot dog, we have a wiener.
Yellow?
Our listener question of the week this week was, what is your favorite sex-related moment? People came out in droves to answer this one, Matt.
Well, yeah, because it's a great question. I think we haven't asked it until now.
Well, we had a sex-related question, but this is much more direct. Tons of great answers. Appreciate you. Sex sells. Works. Amanda at Drawn to Insanity. The Sex Cauldron. I'm sad they closed that place down. Izzy at Easy Steak Fries. In the words of Reverend Lovejoy, thanks, Marge. That was our only burlesque house. Daryl at Tucker Chicken 18. Marge, I don't want to snuggle with Max Power. Homer, Max Power doesn't snuggle. You just strap yourself in and feel the G's. Marina at Marina CP. Sex. What's so unappealing about hearing your elderly father talk about sex? I had sex. From our last episode. Matthew at Matt R. Jacobson. Troy McClure's fish fetish. Oh, God. Can't wait till we get to that episode. What, are you gay? Oh, I wish. Alice at Sarcasm and Toast. Ooh, erotic cakes. Josh at Josh Horton 32. Zookeeper, those two monkeys are killing each other. They're not.
They're having sex.
There you go. Chris, Helen, Helen Lovejoy. We're talking about S-E-X in front of the C-H-I-L-D-R-E-N. Krusty, Sex Cauldron? I thought they closed that place down. Jason, forecast halls for flurries of passion followed by extended periods of getting it on. That's from Mr. Plow, right?
Indeed.
Yeah. Rob Smithers saying, I think women and seamen don't mix.
We know what you think, Smithers.
We know what you think. Danny's answer, the sex ed department in the Knowledgeum. Homer, ovulate, damn you, ovulate. Game, you are out of sperm. Homer walks away sad. Krusty sits down. Hey, baby, remember me? That's good. Rhiannon, from Homer vs. Patty and Selma, Bart's breakdown of the birds and the bees. What a day! A Milhouse, the sun is out, birds are singing, bees are trying to have sex with him, as is my understanding.
It's really sounds good. About right.
Yeah, it's about right. Sean's answer, choosing Lobby Boy from The Last Temptation of Homer, making the suggested noises when he shows Homer his hotel room and when Homer and Marge are snuggling and eating in turkey. Memorized the noises in order for over 10 years now, never gets old. Those are... I don't know if those are in order, but those are some of the noises. Brendan's answer, when Homer and Marge are standing in front of the yard decorations naked after running from the mini golf course, and Homer asks Marge, can we trade? I don't trust these guys, as he is behind a pair of tandem loggers sawing a tree. And finally, Sean's answer. Now this place, Moe's, this is a business of some kind? Don't tell me you're at a bar. But what else is open at night? It's a pornography store. I was buying pornography. It's really good. That's great. What is your answer, Matt?
Well, the pornography store comment is a very close second, but I'm going to have to go with when they're discussing the burlesque house, and Mary Quimby says that, oh, we can ignore this burlesque house and its small but loyal clientele of local perverts. Reverend Lovejoy says, oh, this goes far beyond Eugene and Rusty. And you never see Eugene and Rusty ever again. I want them to come back.
Eugene and Rusty. My answer is from Grade School Confidential. When Ralph is discussing what he saw in the closet between Mrs. Krabappel and Principal Skinner. Mrs. Krabappel and Principal Skinner were in the closet making babies, and I saw one of the babies, and the baby looked at me. The baby looked at you? You know, it's only sex adjacent, but it's close enough. It always makes me laugh. It's always good. Next week's question. I don't know. I was kind of in the air with this one, but I think we can go with, what is your favorite Moe's related moment?
Oh, that's gonna be rough. I think I have it, but it's tough to pick.
Yeah. Anything happen with Moe's or Moe's adjacent? You know, leave it up to you guys. You guys are always creative. It's good. I will post this question on all our social media. It'll be on Facebook, facebook.com/TheSimpsonsShowPod, on Twitter @SimpsonsShowPod, and you can email us at SimpsonsShowPod@gmail.com. Reach out to us any of those places. I try and, you know, post interesting things Simpsons related when I see them. So like, follow, all those things. Matt?
Yes?
It is time, once again, for the No Google Trivia Challenge.
I am too smart! S-M-R-T! I mean, S-M-A-R-R-T!
The No Google Trivia Challenge is where Matt and I will each try and stump the other with three trivia questions. One easy, one medium, one hard. And see who can best the other. We have a wager for this season, season 6. The host who doesn't win has to mow the other's lawn in their wife's Sunday best as a Dead Putting Society. An homage to that. We'll see if I have a lawn after I move. But we'll figure it out. I just feel like I can't. Matt is like one of those bosses in Shadow of the Colossus. You know, he's mammoth and it's seemingly immovable. And you think you've got him licked, but then he just shakes his body a little bit and you fall off. You have to climb back up. I'll start us off, Matt. You ready?
Ready.
These are all from Homer Defined.
Ooh.
I read about it for a patron. Homer Defined is notable for having the first professional athlete guest star. Who is it?
Magic Johnson.
That is correct. That is correct, Matt. Give me an easy question.
All right. In Viva Ned Flanders, what city of sin do Homer and Flanders visit?
Las Vegas, Nevada.
That is correct.
Do I get a bonus point because I said the state?
No, you don't. Everyone knows the state Las Vegas is in.
Everyone?
Anyone who watches The Simpsons.
It's probably true. Your medium question. Who owns the Shelbyville nuclear power plant?
Aristotle Amadopoulos.
Damn it. Yes, that's correct. Somebody trick you with a tricky. I thought I'd catch you with a tricky name. Maybe you couldn't get it right. Okay, you got it right. Give me a meme question.
All right. Your medium question. What does Marge use to cheat in the baking competition in All's Fair in Oven War?
I don't know. I
no guesses?
I will guess, but that is all this is. It is a complete guess. She uses like the cooking spray. The Pam oil stuff? I don't know. What's the answer?
I'm sorry. It is baby ear medicine.
I don't know it. I just don't know that one. Your hard question, Matt. What character first appears in Homer Defined, aside from the aforementioned Amadopoulos?
What character first appears? Is it Dr. Frink?
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
Incorrect.
Ah, dang.
Luann Van Houten first appears.
Really? That is her first appearance. All right.
Because the B-plot is the Bart Milhouse friendship
thing. Right.
That's the first time we see her.
I swear she would have been...
First time we see her.
Huh. Fair enough.
Give me a hard question.
All right, sir. Your hard question. In what subdivision of Springfield do the characters played by the Flight of the Conchords live in the episode Elementary School Musical?
Oh, God. Okay. I don't know this, but I can try and use context clues.
Yes, you can.
Fly the Conchords, they're from New Zealand.
That's right.
They're Kiwis. So I'm guessing it's some sort of Kiwi-related pun. Or Kiwi-named place. Or New Zealand-related. So New Zealand has going for it is it has Lord of the Rings was filmed there. They have lots of sheep. Fly the Conchords are from there. Now I'm going many places. I'll just go like Kiwi Estates.
It is actually Sprooklyn.
Brooklyn?
Like Brooklyn, but Springfield.
Okay. I don't know. I overthought that one, I guess, or...
Yeah. Sorry. You were close. I mean, Flight of the Conchords and everything, but it's when Lisa goes to
because they're the hip.
Music
I got,
camp.
I got it.
Yeah.
Okay. I understand now. I'm terrible at this. Matt's killing me. He's leading by 6 points now. I'm going to lose.
Just got to watch those later seasons.
I have, you know, things to do with my life, Matt, aside from just watch The Simpsons. I mean, I watch...
Really?
I already watch a lot of it, and then on top
obviously
more,
not enough, though.
Sure. Okay, Matt, sure. Yeah, not enough. I have many interests. I'm a well-versed person in many things. I have to keep up. I have to watch wrestling every week. I have to read comic books every week. I have a job that I can only slack off like 30% of the time.
Only 30%? That's downright cruel.
I know, especially in America. But I got a bonus question for you.
Ooh, okay.
This is from Joey. She sent us a good list of them this week, and I'm gonna we'll use them occasionally. You know, spur them out over time, but they're all list based questions, which I'm a big fan of. I like them.
I noticed.
Besides. Her question, besides the Econosave stool, what other items are in Homer's revenge list?
Oh, God. I am drawing a complete blank. I have no idea.
You can't name any of them?
No. For some reason, Econosave is the only one I can remember.
Well, I just said it.
I know. Like, you said the list, and I'm like, oh, obviously, Econosave. And the rest of the list is...
There's 12 other things.
I don't remember any of them. Like, complete blank right now.
Okay, well, I'm going to have to subtract all your points from this week. Because... And last week, actually. So now we're tied. Because...
Sure.
It's kind of a failure here. The list is Bill of Rights, Grandpa, Fat Free Lard, Gravity, The Emmys, Darwin, H2O, Billy Crystal. Homer's right on that one.
Yeah.
Talentless hack, Billy Crystal. God, The Solo Flex, The Boy, and Stern Lecture Plumbing.
Oh, Stern Lecture Plumbing. Oh, that's a good one.
Come at me, Billy Crystal fans. I ain't afraid.
Are there any of them left out here? I don't think most Billy Crystal fans know how to use the internet.
We're not really the target audience for Billy Crystal, really. I'm sure there's some people who like him. You know, no offense, he's just bad. That'll be it for trivia this week. Yeah, I have gotten some submissions for themes, but we've been having a hectic recording past couple weeks, so haven't had a chance to get them implemented. But you keep sending in if you have them. Keep sending in trivia questions. I will use them. I promise. It is time for our final segment, Matt. Segment we end every episode with. It is time for Best Episode Ever.
Best Episode Ever.
Best Episode Ever is part of the show, Matt. I will rank the episodes categorically as we watch them chronologically, eventually compiling a list of every episode ever and how good they are. Now, where does this one go, Matt? Where are you looking?
I honestly have no clue. These are always the toughest ones because they're good but not great.
I would say this is my roundabout ones. I would put them these in like the same in the 50s or the, like
that's
or
yeah,
the late
I was
or the late 40s,
a March episode
somewhere in there. Like,
yeah, like
is
March
it,
on the Lamb or Brush with Greatness. I think both of those are better, so I think it definitely belongs in the 50s.
Okay. How about Lisa the Beauty Queen?
Oof. Honestly, I like Lisa the Beauty Queen more. It's just a more fun, enjoyable episode.
I don't know. I'm surprised we have Dollar Springfield so high up. Of course, I guess that does have Lisa wearing her
Florida costume. I think the next Marge one down I see is Marge Gets a Job, and I think this is better than Marge Gets a Job.
I think I agree with you. I think it's I don't know. It's
I kind of want to put it just below Flaming Moe's, which puts it at 62, just because Flaming Moe's is such an iconic episode.
I agree with you. I think they suffer from the same. I think Flaming Moe's is probably is better. I think they suffer from the same problems that I don't. I certainly Flaming Moe's is more iconic, but I think that it also is mostly unfocused, and this one is the same.
Yeah.
It suffers from some of that. So that's a good. I agree. That's fine. That's a good spot. I'm not going to fight you over it. I think that's perfectly cromulent. Fear of Flying, number 62 on our list, right below Flaming Moe's, right above Bart's Friend Falls in Love. Number one on our list is Cape Fear, last place, 107, Homer's Odyssey, will be supplanted at some point. Not this week, though. What's our next episode, Matt?
Oh, goodness. Next episode is, oh, man, it's Homer the Great.
Homer the Great.
I can feel that top 10 list shaking. What?
We'll see what we'll see where it ends up. I mean, it is widely regarded as a great episode. We'll talk about it. I'm not going to make any kind of assumptions about where it's going to go on our list. Okay. We'll see.
Okay.
You can find this list at our website, thesimpsonsshow.com. Everything there, links to our Facebook, to our Twitter, to our RSS feed, to this list broken down by season. We even have the Treehouse of Horror segments broken out individually as a separate list. We also have links to, obviously, new episodes downloadable, and you can stream them from the website as well if you'd like, and links to the Patreon, our Patreon page and all that stuff. If you want to support us, help us out, throw a couple bucks our way a month, we really appreciate it. But yeah, before we go, find me on Twitter at MixMasterCereal. That's MixMasterCereal. You can, and please check out my comic book podcast at Handsome Boys Comics Hour, handsomeboyscomicshour.com, on iTunes, all those other podcast places. Matt does not participate in social media unless you are a certain level of a Patreon backer. You will not find him.
That's true. I, in fact, have become a recluse due to not having to work or really even leave the house at all. So, unfortunately, unless you are the pizza man, you're not getting to talk to me. Sorry, guys.
The pizza man.
Mm-hmm. Or woman. Equal opportunity. People bring me food.
That's fair. With that, I'm Robbie.
And I'm Matt.
And keep watching The Simpsons.